Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for his nep?
All right, Shirley. How did it feel when you got the ring?
Ooh.
How did it feel? Did y'all get together and get the ring of praise and see how much the ring really is?
No, I didn't.
But you do know some do that, though, right?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the ring. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Denise, please.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Denise. My name is Gavin. I'm actually the head jeweler here at Diamonds.
No, how you doing?
I'm good. You brought your ring in, what was it, last week? I actually wasn't here, but you gave it to one of my salespersons.
Yes.
And you wanted to get it resized as well as get it appraised, correct?
Yes. And you don't have to tell him I did that. So I can do the appraisal on my own.
Okay. Wow. Okay, listen. I actually did resize the ring. And,
okay.
And first of all, let me be the first to say congratulations. When is your wedding?
Thank you. I'm getting married in September.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I don't know how to tell you this. Now, as far as the appraisal is concerned, I've looked at your ring over and over, and this ring is probably worth maybe $50.
Excuse me?
I've been in this business for over 20 years.
But you know what? I'm confused on what you just said.
And I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that I've been in this business for over 20 years. I've seen so many different pieces of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you buy late night on an infomercial for $19.99. This is a cubic zirconian stone, and the gold is not real at all. It's
Wait, you lost me. You lost me. As much money as my man make and as much money as my father is putting down on his wedding or has put down? And you gonna
Ma'am, I understand
and
everything you're saying, but Denise, honestly,
No. What I need you to do is hold on.
Wait.
I need you to hold on because we need to call Victor.
Wait, man. First of all, I can't.
Hold on.
What are you trying to? What are you trying to do,
sir? I need you to repeat to what you just said to me. Okay,
ma'am,
that's
can't
all
be
I need
in the middle
you to
of personal stuff, ma'am.
You in it. It's personal now. So I need you to hold on, okay?
Oh, she calling her man. Okay, thank.
Hello?
Victor,
hey,
I need
up,
you to
man?
Listen to this jeweler that's on the phone. I want you to hear this that he just told me.
Wait, hold on. What's the problem?
What you mean, what's the problem? He gonna tell you what the problem is. Go ahead on, sir. Go ahead on.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
All right, my name is Gavin. I'm from Diamonds. And actually, your fiance, rather, she brought her ring in to actually be resized.
Yeah.
And we also did an appraisal on the ring for her. And actually, the ring is estimated to be only in the worth of around
$50.
Mm-hmm. $50.
That's what the man said.
Hold on, Denise. Sir, obviously there's some sort of mistake, sir.
Now, what you got to say about that, Victor?
Hold on.
$50.
That's got to be some kind of mistake. So, what'd you say your name was, sir?
My name is Gavin. I work here at Diamonds. I'm the head jeweler here. I've been here for 20 years.
Yeah, there's no way that ring is worth $50. I know what I paid for it, so obviously there's some sort of mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, there's not a mistake. I've been dealing with jewelry. I've seen it. I can pretty much look at a ring, but I actually went into detail on this one as I do all of them. And, sir, I promise you, this is probably maybe between $40 and $50 for its worth.
No, absolutely not. That's impossible.
How is that impossible? He's the jeweler. You heard him say he's been doing it for 20 years. So how is that impossible? I don't understand that.
Like,
all the money that my daddy putting down on this wedding, and you're going to pay $50
for a ring? You bought a cheap ring, sir.
No. I did not buy a cheap ring.
Victor!
This is obviously some kind of mistake. You sure got that right.
So what you got to say for yourself? 50 $50?
Dennis, you cannot believe that that's right. This is obviously some kind of mistake, sir.
Oh, it is a mistake. A mistake in me thinking I'm going to get married to the man of my dream.
I do have the engagement ring that was purchased and bought for your wife.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you have my ring, because if you had my ring, you wouldn't be telling me that it's worth $50.
Sir, I have the ring that your wife, that your fiancé brought
in. Fiancé? Well, I ain't his wife yet.
Hold on. The man's trying to explain. I'm trying to get to the bottom.
Okay, excuse me.
Thank you. So, I don't think you have the right ring.
Sir, I have the right ring, and what I'm letting you know, sir, is that this is something you buy on an infomercial in 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hold on, man. Dude, you don't... Infomercial. You gonna tell me like that? I ain't buying no ring on infomercial. I bought the ring from a reputable establishment. I have the receipt. I have the certificate, so... Obviously, the mistake is on your end. Where are you
from? Sir, the mistake is not here. Sir, you bought a piece of junk.
He's been doing it all these years. How the hell he going to make a mistake?
Where the f*** you come off telling me I bought a piece of junk? I know what I bought. If there's any mistake that's been made, it's on your end.
Sir, it's not on my end.
Don't raise the f***.
You want things, Victor. My dad is paying too much money for this wedding. So you doggone pay $50 for a doggone ring. You wait till I tell him this.
Chill. Hold on. First of all, I don't appreciate you.
Sir, I want to tell you this. This is a typical case of you trying to pawn it off on us because you bought a piece of junk for $50.
All the money that you doggone make, and I get $50 worth of a ring?
Denise, hold on. Let me talk to you. Mm. Where are you calling from?
Get to talking.
Diamonds, I ain't never heard of that. Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, your wife knows exactly where it is. She's the one that brought the ring in.
I tell you what, I'm going to come down there to see the ring that you're talking about. If it's not the ring that I gave my girl, I'm going to take $7,600 out of your because that's what I paid for the ring.
So now you want to jump on me because you bought your wife a piece of
Come on now.
And you want to put it on me.
You don't tell me what the I know what the I spent on a ring, and you. I don't know what kind of you trying to pull. First of all, I don't appreciate you coming to my household trying to mess my and you want to come at me with this?
I know the ring better be real.
If I were you, Miss Denise, I would not marry somebody that's going to be...
I'm coming and I'm looking for your punk.
And you know what? You don't get the ring, it ain't right. Me and you going to go at it.
Can I say one more thing to both of you all?
I tell you what, if it ain't some that I want to hear, me and you going to have some more problems.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all just got pranked by Denise's sister.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
That's why she ain't got no man today. Wow.
That's uncool, man.
Wow.
That's uncool, Tommy. You about to start some
Wow. Vic, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I will make
man.
It up
you
to
know,
you, baby.
You don't
I am
play with
sorry.
A black woman's ring?
I got to ask y'all something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Wow. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Wow.
And there you have it. It's the ring, baby.
Put a ring on it.
The ring. To all you noobs out there, y'all get ready. The Nephew is coming to Knoxville, Tennessee. That's right. It is the 80th South Central Province Council. It's the Comedy Club. You don't want to miss it. It is Friday night, April the 10th. Tickets are on sale right now. Get them while they are hot. And then Laying in the Cut.
Y'all having the club?
Laying in the Cut.
Comedy Club?
Say what?
Y'all having the Kappa's conferences at the Comedy Club?
It's not at a club, sir.
What? How did you...
I didn't see a club at all. He didn't hear club come out of me, none of that. But he insisted to jump in and just want to say something, because that's what he do. Laying in the Cut, Lansdowne Theater, Lansdowne, Pennsylvania. That is April the 18th. Two shows, 7 and 10, and you got legends hitting the stage. You got Bill Bellamy. You got Michael Carter, Dinell Rollins, and hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. April the 18th, right outside of Pennsylvania. Tickets on sale right now.
All right, Nephew. Now. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.